Arizona Sports. Breaking news.
Hey, a report during that commercial break from Shams Charania from The Athletic. He posted the Phoenix Suns plan to hire Bucks champion Mike Budenholzer as their head coach on a deal expected to approach eight figures per year. League sources tell The Athletic and Stadium. He also reports that lead assistant coach David Fizdale is expected to transition to a new front office role for the Suns. So there's the front office maneuvering that Gambo hinted at yesterday. But looks like it's going to become a done deal. Shams Charania is reporting that the Suns will hire Mike Budenholzer. And how's this for timing?
Fortuitously, Vinny.
Fortuitous timing as we get a closer look at Mike Budenholzer, the coach, from a man who covered him with the Milwaukee Bucks for The Athletic. Eric Name joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Eric, thanks for the time. Your reaction to this news this morning?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at all of the coaches on the market, Mike Budenholzer was the most recent NBA champion. He was the one that I think stood out to me as someone that, you know, has the recent experience of dealing with a superstar in Giannis Antetokounmpo and, you know, maximizing the talent that he had in Milwaukee to get to a championship. So, you know, I think it all makes a lot of sense. And then you throw in the fact that Bud is a Holbrook native there in Arizona. And to me, it just feels like a pretty natural fit there in Phoenix.
Yeah, it does. And he's kind of been in the Suns' orbit before, and now that it's happened, describe what his system is like. I've known the guy for a little bit, but I'd like to hear your take on what his system is.
Yeah, I think it's interesting with Bud. People always end up talking about his offense. And, you know, he came to prominence with the Atlanta Hawks when they started to run the five-out offense with Al Horford. And you can remember they had the whole team in the All-Star game one of those years in Atlanta. And, you know, I think that was what people thought of a lot as he joined the Milwaukee Bucks and what he got what people got excited about in Milwaukee. And the thing that I kind of had to remind them is that while I do think Bud is great at organizing offense and figuring out exactly, you know, how to put everyone together, what he's been great at his whole career is defense. If you look at where his teams tend to be on the defensive side of the ball, pretty much his entire tenure in Atlanta, they were a top five defense. In Milwaukee, they were always one of the best defensive teams in the league. And I think that's where this job will be interesting, because I don't know that the Suns necessarily have the defensive talent to be a spectacular defensive team right now. And they will need to lean more on kind of what Bud can do with that offense. And, you know, as far as what the Bucks would do offensively, Bud was a big believer in making sure that the floor was spaced. I think what he does is setting up a system that makes sense for his teams is really, I mean, he's one of the more innovative coaches around the league in that regard. I think, you know, to put out the five-out system in Milwaukee, you know, it gave Brook Lopez a brand new career as he was shooting threes, and, you know, they worked through spacing the floor around Giannis. And I think that's one thing that Bud does really well. I think over the years, Bud has been criticized for his lack of adjustments. But I think one of the reasons that he gets criticized for a lack of adjustments is because people kind of overlook the fact that he put together systems that make a lot of sense on both sides of the floor. And because they make so much sense, you want to continue to do those things on both ends. And I think that's where this will be really interesting for me to see just kind of what Bud does with that three-headed monster y'all have down in Phoenix, because it's going to be really interesting. I don't know if you have, you know, the point guard that you kind of want to put into place there, but that was what he was dealing with in Milwaukee. Drew Holiday, throughout his career, has told people, I am not a point guard. That is not what I see myself as. And in Milwaukee, you had Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. All those guys can handle the ball.
Right.
But I wouldn't say any of those guys are point guards.
Nope.
And Bud found a way to make that work in Milwaukee. So if you're trying to think through how this all works in Phoenix, I think that's probably something that you get excited about, is that Bud didn't have that true point guard in Milwaukee, and they still managed to be an explosive offense that, you know, led the league in scoring a couple of years, but also, you know, found ways to score enough points in the playoffs. And I think that's kind of, if you're trying to think about, you know, how it works with Beal and Booker and Durant, I think you have to think about how it worked with Holiday, Middleton, and Adetokounmpo in Milwaukee.
Shams Charania, earlier, in case you're just joining us, reporting that the Suns plan on hiring Mike Budenholzer. Eric Name from The Athletic is our guest right now, talking about Mike Budenholzer. And one of the barriers that the Suns ran into, I think, and, you know, there's been trickling of reporting on this, Eric, is, the disconnect between Frank Vogel, maybe as a leader of men with, a veteran team. There was some sort of disconnect there. How would you rate Mike Budenholzer as a leader of men in today's NBA?
Yeah, I mean, I think Bud over the years has, certainly in Milwaukee, I thought he really was able to gain the trust of his guys by kind of showing them that he really cares about them. And how he did that in Milwaukee was, you know, Giannis is someone that always wants to play, always wants to be on the floor. And Bud said, no, you're not going to do that. We're not doing that. You're not playing 40 minutes a night. You're going to play, you know, these 32 minutes, and we're going to get the absolute most out of you. And then on off days, we're going to make sure that you're off your legs, you get your individual work in. And to me, like, there's different ways of being like a player's coach and in this league. And one of the ways is whatever the superstar wants, you give them. And that is not what Bud is. That is not the way that he's a player's coach. The way that he's a player's coach is, you know, I think really looking out for the player's well-being and making sure that they're put in the best positions possible. And that sometimes leads to Bud being somewhat inelastic, right? Like, he doesn't want to have the conversation with you. He wants to tell you, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it, and we're going to do it this way because that's what's going to be best for you. And I think that'll be interesting to see how it plays out in Phoenix. But I do think, you know, when you look at a guy like Devin Booker and a guy like Kevin Durant and a guy like Bradley Beal, all those guys really want to win. And if you have a coach that comes in and says, this is how we're doing things, this is the plan that I've drawn up, and this is how we're going to do it, you know, I remember the first season that Bud was the coach of Milwaukee, and he was, you know, playing Giannis only like 34 minutes a night, pretty low number as far as superstars go around the league. And, you know, for the first 2 weeks, Giannis would sit on the bench and he'd pout because he wasn't going in the fourth quarter when he didn't want to. And I remember talking to him about it 2 weeks in, and I was just like, hey, you know, it doesn't look like you're totally happy about, you know, not going back in the game. But it doesn't look like you and Bud argue about it. And he said, well, because it's not an argument. He just says no. And I just thought that was, to me, a really interesting way to look at Bud and how he does these things, because, you know, he's going to be in charge. He's going to put the system in place. But ultimately, what he's doing is looking out for his players and trying to put them in the best position possible. So as far as leadership goes, I think it'll be interesting because I don't think Bud is the type of guy that just gives players whatever they want. I think he has an idea in place, and then he gets the players to understand that the reason we're doing these things is because that is what is best for the team.
Well, that's also a form of leadership. That's good to know. Last question. The criticism of Mike Budenholzer is always, okay, does he translate to the playoffs? Granted, he won a championship, clearly, but there's the question about playoff adjustments, and it's always been something that's kind of dogged him, resistant to it during the playoffs. What are the potential downsides of this hire, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think with Bud, there is undeniably the kind of fact that Bud is going to prefer to play the way that he has played all season long. And he's going to do what he can in the playoffs to keep up that same style of play, whether that's what they're doing offensively or defensively. And, you know, I think overwhelmingly in his playoff career in Milwaukee, he kind of showed that for the first two games of a series, they were going to kind of do everything it is that they did during the regular season. And that led to some game ones where, you know, they got blitzed by the other team who was putting together something very specific to beat them. You know, I can think of Trae Young beating them in a game one where the Bucks were in drop pick and roll coverage with Brook Lopez, and Trae Young was just floating shot after shot over the top of Brook Lopez, and the Bucks ended up losing that game. Like, that's something that, you know, if they had adjusted before the series, you know, maybe they wouldn't have done it. But to Bud's credit, as that series went on, Trae Young was far less comfortable. They found a way to make him uncomfortable, still running some of the base concepts that they have, but tweaking things on the side. So I do think that it is undeniable that to start series, Bud is relatively inelastic. He's not going to put together a specific game plan, you know, for that other team. But I think it's maybe potentially been a little bit overstated that Bud won't adjust as the series goes on. I think he does a pretty nice job of that
All right, good.
In the postseason.
Eric, thanks so much for the time today and the insight. Really appreciate it.